Hola. It's Uncle Odd. Uncle V. Uncle Vigilante. Whatever you want to call me. And what is it? It's Wednesday. And sorry I haven't been around lately. It's been a crazy, crazy few days. And I'm kind of a little bummed out because I had some notes I've been collecting to be able to review a bunch of stuff with you. And I was ready to go for a nice cigar walk yesterday and share my thoughts. And then something came up and I got derailed and decided, that's all right. I can wait for tomorrow. I have my notes here. I'll remember everything. And so finished my last call, conference call, and I thought, okay, it's a beautiful day. So I'm going to go ahead and go for this cigar walk. And I started looking around for my notes, and they were literally nowhere. So I'm telling you, if something can disappear completely, entirely, like that sock in your dryer, that matching sock, that happened to me. So you'll have to forgive me because I'm going to wing this without notes. Hope you forgive me. But I wanted to talk about a few things that are happening. And, you know, I launched this channel, which is dedicated to newbies like me, people who, and I don't care if you're young or old or whatnot, this crypto asset class is so new. I think most of us are newbies. So I think I'm in good company. And so the channel's dedicated to newbies, and I'm just kind of in it, man. I'm really excited about it. So as I learn things, I'll share them with you, and we'll kind of get through this together. So one of the things that we all need, right, is some dry powder to be able to make our investments. So how do you get some money to be able to start investing in crypto? Good question. Well, I'm a little older. I'm 56. And I've started realizing, you know, I'm of the generation that my parents, my dad, beat into my head the importance of paying off your house. But those were the days when he could count on what his money could do for him otherwise. So pay off your house, get rid of that debt, and then once you do, you can just start investing that same money, dollar cost averaging it into the stock market or whatever, and you know, that's a good investment plan. But paying off your house, and especially there were days where interest rates were really high, so the quicker you could pay off your house, the better. Well, now interest rates are so low, you have to really start thinking about that use of funds. Are you earning, how do we put it? I shared with my daughter, well, you know what? I'll share that with you later because I'll give you the story of what I'm thinking about. So let me just go back to dry powder. We need some dry powder, and I decided that I have a couple of whole life insurance policies that have cash value that have built up over the years. And I was thinking, okay, well, should I borrow that cash value out of those policies? And somebody educated me, my accountant, to the fact I'm 56 now, and let's just say one of those policies was for $250,000. So if I get hit by a truck, there is the insurance that I have, so my wife would get paid the $250,000. But this is an investment vehicle that allows me to contribute to it and have that grow over time, of which I can borrow against it. Bottom line is, I learned that if I died, and if anybody wants to correct my accountant on this, please let me know. But if I died, my wife gets the $250,000. she doesn't get the money that is in there, that's a combination of dividends that have been paid and the cash value. She gets the 250. So let's just call it 100 grand that's in there. So I'm like, damn, I'm just going to surrender this policy and pay taxes on, you know, take the tax hit on the distribution. Because why? Because that's dry powder, and I have a sneaky suspicion this asset class right now, which is what, maybe $2 trillion when you combine everything, all cryptocurrency, out of $485 trillion out there for all asset classes combined. Well, you have companies like MasterCard that are getting into the Bitcoin game. I'm telling you, we're still on the ground floor of this. It's a sneeze to take this from a $2 trillion asset class to a 10 or 20 or even $50 trillion asset class. So we are in the right place at the right time. So I think dry powder is really important. So I'm trying to find any way possible to be able to get some to put to work in cryptocurrency. And I posted in a group that I'm involved with, and I'll give you the challenge now too. Just a thought experiment. Answer it below in the comments if you would. I'm interested in everyone's opinion. Let's do this thought experiment. If you had $100,000 distributed to you and you were intent on investing it in the crypto asset class, what would your percentage be? And let's limit it to 5 coins. What 5 coins would you choose? And USDT is an option, which is basically tracks to the dollar. So if you wanted to keep some dry powder out of that $100,000 for future coins, or if you think that Bitcoin's going to crash and you want to swoop in and buy it at the dip, you know, what all these traders on TV and my brother Sven do. Tell me, what would your portfolio look like? So basically, you have 5 coins. Put them below. Tell me just the 5 coins and what percentage you would allocate to each. I'll be very interested to see what you come up with. So that's a process I'm kind of going through right now in my own head. And so that's one. That's just dry powder. That's just, you know, my personal crypto investments. But I'll tell you another thing that I've done, and I'm not comfortable yet telling you the name of the company because it's not all completely set up yet. And before I kid test uncle approve anything, I want to make sure it is what it is. But I'm feeling really good about it, the process. So if you're an older person like me and you have an IRA, 401k, that's been trading sideways forever, I'm putting mine, I liquidated all mine, to cash so that I could roll them over into an LLC 401k. Now let me tell you the benefit of doing that. We all know, or should know, and if you don't know, hear what I'm about to say. That if you are just going into this crypto game saying, oh man, I'm going to buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin and it's going to go up to $2,000, and I'm going to sell it at $2,000 and then I'm going to wait and buy it at the dip and it's going to go down to $1,200. And let's say it does all that. Well, you started with $1,000, you sold at $2,000, so that's a delta of $1,000. Guess what? The IRS considers that income. Regardless, if you then took that $1,000 of profit and you invested it into a shitcoin that went to zero, they don't care. It's still a taxable event. And if you're on these KYC exchanges, the tax man is going to come. And we have to understand that. Now, I know there are those of you out there who have your own methodologies of avoiding taxes, but that's not what this channel is about. This channel is about, you know, the reality of most of us who are still in the system. But man, there are some really smart people out there who have figured out how to get out. But I just don't have the balls to do that. So I'm going to try to do the best I can to be able to not pay taxes legally. So one way to do that is if you roll over your funds in your IRA, 401k, into a self-directed LLC IRA, then you can trade to your heart's delight under that umbrella, that protective umbrella. So there are going to be no tax consequences. You could invest $100,000 in Bitcoin and it could go to $1 million. And if you start taking it out a little bit of a time after you retire, you know, I think by the time you're 72 and a half, you have to start taking 4.5% of it out a year. Big deal. So basically, you have this vehicle to be able to go in and make trades. And I'm not talking about day trading and all that nonsense. We are newbies. Don't get into that. Don't fall into that trap. That's where people lose money. You know what that is? It's like Vegas, right? Just stop and think about it. Did they build Vegas based on winners? No. If you think they did, you're wrong. Because what happens is people get freaking greedy. They go, they may put it all on black and it may pay out big. And you get this giant dopamine hit. And you feel like the man or the woman. You're a gambler. You're awesome. And then what happens? You get drunk and you're up and you're like, I'm going to put it on red. You put it on red and you hit again. And you are the man. And then you know the rest of the story, don't you? By the time you go to bed, you've lost it all and you've dipped into your debit card and you're in for another $1,000. Same with this crypto stuff, man. And I'm talking to you newbies. There are those, sorry, just had a bug fly in my mouth. Yuck. Oh well, happens. Yuck. I'm not going to edit that out either, because I just don't want to. So there are seasoned people out there who have figured out all of this Fibonacci crap and channels and, you know, double bounces and W's and teacup handles and all of that stuff. That's all fine and dandy, and don't get me wrong, I'm really interested in that. I'll probably, you know, take a portion of my investments and start trying to do that. But that's gambling. It's informed gambling. It can be informed gambling, but it's really based upon historical trends. Nobody knows the future. But so anyway, within this investment vehicle, you can trade and not have to worry. See, that's the thing that I like about it, is I don't have to freaking worry about having to prepare this tax report at the end of the year. It's going to depress the shit out of me. So I'm just here to tell you that I will keep you informed. And I've already talked to the CEO of the company that I've chosen, and I have asked if he would come on the show with me, and we'll talk about it. And I told him, no disrespect, but I like my following friends, my subscribing friends, and I think they're all kind of like me, newbies, and we just want to be safe. And I said, so I just want to make sure that everything goes well, and I figure out how to trade within this vehicle, buy my coins, and all of that. He was so cool. He was just so cool. He's like, absolutely. But he'll be on. He's going to come join me on the Uncle Vigilante channel. So make sure you're subscribing down below. Hit that thumbs up button. Or as that Max dude says, smash that button. Whatever he says. Because of the algorithm. The algorithm. I used to call it an algorithm. My best friend Mike used to give me so much shit because I always had that wrong. And we had a little discussion over a beer one night. And I'm like, no, dude, you dumbass, it's a logarithm. What can I say? Got that one wrong. I admit it. But I just don't care. Shout out to Jeff Berwick. Legend. The Dollar Vigilante. I did not know. I knew he gave me such a nice shout out. And it's down below. Go down a bunch of videos and you'll see Jeff's face and his little pup Lucy. But he recommends the Uncle Vigilante show. And I didn't know that he now includes my link in all of his videos. So Jeff, thank you. I really appreciate that. You are just a stand-up guy. I really think you are. And I appreciate your videos every time you drop them. That is my number one go-to thing to do. And when I'm not doing my own cigar walk, I am first listening to you, sir, because you rock. Okay, what else? So the other thing is working on getting my daughter back home from Orlando to Tampa. And she's an artist that does this amazing stained glass work, and she does an actually a pretty good business. You know, but it's not a job, right? So income goes up and her apartment is jacking her rent and she's getting nervous. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take some of my dry powder and I am going to buy an investment property and I'm going to rent it to my daughter. I'm pretty sure I know that the rent check's never going to be laid because Papa Vigilante is probably going to subsidize a good bit of it. But that was my thought, was just to be able to do it, because that's what all these smart people say, is, you know, diversify and get into real estate as well. So this would be my first foray. So I started looking, and I found, didn't know this, first of all, the market is freaking crazy down here in Florida. Homes go on the market at, you know, egregious per square feet price. And they sell the same day with five offers on them. So, you know, probably not the smartest decision. But I'm not talking about a really, really expensive home. Like a little three-bedroom, two-bath. Could end up being a townhome. Maybe a condo. I don't know. But I'm now pre-approved. And I learned a lot through the process this week. That a rental property or investment property, you pay through the ass on your interest rate in comparison to if it's your personal property, and you have to come up with a minimum of 20% down. So I was like, okay, it's gonna be painful, it's gonna take a fair chunk of my dry powder. And I had everyone bidding on it, and I had this one company tell me that if I use their realtor, that I would get 1% towards my closing costs. And you know, for me, $2,500 is $2,500. So I called my realtor, which was just really a friend of my ex-wife's, and I explained to her the situation and that, look, you know, doing everything I can within my budget. And she says, okay, look, if I need to match it, if you're intent on going down that path, fine. But first, you need to talk to my guy. You need to talk to my guy, because there's other ways to be able to finance this. And I'm like, you have my attention. So I ended up talking to her guy. And he was one of those great guys. And we were talking, and everything that he suggests doing is absolutely 100% legal. But, you know, I was sitting there saying, look, you know, my daughter, based upon... Hold on one second. I got a phone call. I'm not going to interrupt this. Spam risk. Screw you. I hate that. Don't you hate that? I think all spammers should just rot in hell. And we should help them get there quicker. So I was telling him about my daughter's business. And I'm like, look, dude. You know, it's not like I can declare a lot of income. She can declare a lot of income. She's just graduated from college. And she's an artist. And, you know, hadn't really been filing. Well, you know, I'm not going to go there. But, you know. So he said, look, you just tell me everything. I'm your priest. Let me work on the back end. And I'm like, okay, I like this guy. So here's what we came up with. If I put my daughter on as the primary, even though she shows zero income, and I co-sign on that loan with my now excellent credit after my bankruptcy back after 2008, and I had to claw my way back through a lost decade, I now have credit score well over 800, I'm proud to say, you know? So, with me on that, it's an immediate qualified loan. And he said, now instead of 4.25 or 4.5% and 20% down, I can do 2.9 and 5% down. I'm like, now we're cooking with gas, brother. Now we're cooking with gas. So that's what we're doing. So I just want to let everybody else know that. Again, I'm just committed to documenting my journey through life right now and talking to you guys like you're my buddy. You are my buddy, my digital buddy. And who knows, you might be in the position to where you have some of your kids going to college. Hey, maybe an option instead of paying out the ass on rent. Maybe you do what I'm doing and you get an investment property. Then when your kid graduates, then you can jack the rent to market price, right? Now you have an investment income in a college town. I just don't think it's a bad investment. So my daughter, being on the primary, she started freaking because I told her what the mortgage payment was going to be, and I'm not just going to subsidize it. She's going to have to behave like, you know, it is hers. And she freaked out. She's freaked out about the price and said, Dad, I can't afford it. And I was like, okay, I know, what can you afford? She gave me a number and I said, at closing, because I didn't have to put 20% down, I'm going to gift to you, cleared this with my wife, I'm going to gift to you 1 year worth of the delta. You're still going to have to be responsible for it. So if you screw it up and you spend it, or you just, I said, if you're not responsible with it, don't come to me. I said, I don't like the idea of evicting my daughter. But I will. I wouldn't. But I just want her to be responsible. But at the same time, she's going to be developing excellent credit because she's going to be making these payments, so the house is under her name, right? And then I know me. I know what I'm going to do at some point in time when she's really on her feet. I will just gift the down payment and everything over to her, and it'll be fully in her name, and she'll be rocking and rolling, and I'll look back having enabled my daughter to be able to get on her feet and get into a home. So not really looking for it to be a long-term investment product. It's really more of a solution for my daughter. But anyway, my message is that there's this alternative financing if, you know, you co-sign and you put your non-income producing kid who's over 18. Sorry. You're just going to have to deal with that on the mortgage, and it can be done. And if anybody is interested in doing that and you need a resource or somebody, I can have you talk to my priest. And I'm ultimately anything that is uncle tested, that's kid tested, uncle approved, or should I say odd tested, uncle approved, that's probably better. I will then have a link, some links down below that'll say odd tested, uncle approved. And those will be links that you can click on that'll go to a resource that I've used or am using. And I won't put anything in there that I'm not using. So, you know, long term, I hope you find me to be credible with that, because I have a really good day job, and this is just something that I'm doing as a hobby, because I like this kind of stuff. So that's that. But I'm excited for my daughter on that, and it gives me a good idea for my 17-year-old daughter who's going into college next year. We might do something with her. So there's that. There was one person who scared the shit out of me about the 401k, saying that you need to investigate UBTI tax or UBIT tax. I can't remember. It was on my notes. But that's where apparently there's some tax that even if you're in a protected vehicle like that, that Uncle Sam will still screw you. I researched it. I talked to my accountant and dismissed it. It's not a concern. IRAs, 401ks in an LLC are protected. So they're exempt. So you don't have to worry about that. That was a big relief, because it's a whole reason why I'm doing this thing is I don't want this tax liability. Now, ultimately, you're taxed when you start taking them out, but you're taxed at your then current rate. So let's say you're retired, your income is zero, and you start taking it out, then you're taxed at the lowest rate possible. So it's smart. I think it's really smart. And P.S., we're so young in crypto, man. I mean, if you have half a brain and are actually trying to learn and study this, this is just about the safest investment I think that you can make. Especially, I think the goal should be to stack as many Bitcoin as you can. For lots of reasons. I'm not going to go into all of that right now. Wish I had my notes. I had some good notes. But you know what? The sun's kind of going down. So, probably be shitty video anyway. I am looking forward to, I have a guy I met in one of the discussions. Actually, I think it was in the Moonstream service. Oh, by the way, Mike Newton, who's the Moonstream dude, I've been part of that service now for over a month. Not quite a month. the last time he opened it up. So there were like 250 members. He opened it up to where I think there's 450 members, and he's going to open it up one last time, he says. One last time, and then he's going to cap it. And it's going to open up on the 25th of March. Stay tuned, or if you want to, go to Uncle Vigilante on Telegram, and when I get the enrollment link, I'll post it in there, and I'll try to remember to post it here as well. But if you're interested in that, talk about odd tests that Uncle approved. I am a huge fan of Moonstream and Mike Newton. I'm not going to go into it right now, but I will on a future video as to why. I'm going to do a whole video on my experience with the different services that I've tried, but A, number one, if you can get into that next tranche of 150 to 200 people, it is worth every freaking penny. I will stake my crypto legend reputation on that, because I've been in this so long. Uncle Odd has, since the second week of January. So if I'm not your Lord and Savior of crypto, I don't know who is. But look, I've tried these services, and I will do a show talking about each one. But I just want to give you the heads up. Next Thursday is the night, and you should go watch the presentation. And P.S., by the way, I will get nothing from it. This is as from the heart as you can get. Because I am such a fan of them. And you know what? Not only is the education that they provide, there's like, you can get a PhD in crypto just with his built-in videos, and he walks through everything you need to know. Everything. I mean, like, it is his opus on cryptocurrency. And then, once a month, he'll give one or two coins. And what I like about that is that, let me give you a little backdrop. A little backdrop of the lake. You want to see Uncle Odd's face instead, don't you? Probably not. But, he gives you one or two coins, and to me, that's bite size. And he goes to these coins that he does this amazing research. And when you want to get in on a coin, it's when it's a project that is Mike approved, frankly, Moonstream approved. He's done all, he's 55 out of 56. That's his track record of winners that he's chosen. So I'll bet on that any day. And I'm actually just holding back dry powder in my LLC, and whenever he announces a coin, I'm going to go and I'm going to bet X thousand dollars on it. And I'll hold my dry powder for the next month. No worries. And we'll see how that goes. And then when he comes up with the next one. So it's kind of like dollar cost averaging into cryptocurrency. It's the way I'm looking at it, to where you're auto-diversifying your portfolio because you're betting on these coins. So maybe one goes up 200%. Cool. The other thing that he talks about doing is he says, I'll be the guy that'll give you some heads up a couple days, and I'll say, we're about ready to put a sell order in on this. That's when you take your profits. I like not having to think about that shit. I love it. I just want to be told what to do. I'm old, you know? I just want to be told what to do by someone trustworthy, and that's what I feel I'm getting with this Moonstream service. So the way I'm looking at it, it's like dollar cost averaging into a diversified crypto portfolio patiently over a period of about a year. And they're going to be, he's had some coins that have gone up, you know, 25,000%, crazy things like that. So he started the service just for himself, and he I don't know how many millions he's worth. I don't care. But a lot. And then he extended it to his family. He turned them into millionaires. And then friends. And now he decided to open it up and just start Moonstream as a service. It was called something different before. But trust me, he's not doing it for the subscription fees. So that's my tip. And you can choose to join the family or not. But that's the other cool thing, is it is a family in there. And that Facebook group, there's so much positive energy in there. It's like, I just love those people. I can't wait one day for there to be a Moonstream Kumbaya retreat somewhere. That would be very cool. Okay. Look, that's about it. Thank you again. Sorry it's taken so long to get back with you. Let me know down below if you enjoy these cigar walks. And if you do, then I'll do more of them. If you don't, if you'd prefer them to be more of the studio, we can do that. I am also going to work on some videos that are beginner videos of different stuff that I'm finding, different research, different material that I think I can articulate in video form. Some people are learners. People can read and learn and it sinks in. Other people are auditory learners and they need to hear it. Other people are visual learners. They need to see it. And so I think if I transcribe some of the content that I have, or even some of the books that I've been reading, and then just basically, you know, read them into a teleprompter with you, that might help some visual learners or auditory learners. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I intend to get my daughters, I have four daughters, I intend to get each one of them a treasure, and I'm going to get them loaded probably with like $1,000 of some diversified coins, and I'm going to gift it to them, give them the keys, it's their movie, and tell them how that they can get download Exodus, how they can sync their treasure to it. And I'm going to create this video series for them. That's really who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you newbies and my daughters, because I want them to have a go-to place to where it's information that I think will help them be smart in understanding cryptocurrency and this ecosystem and be able to learn from it. And it's also a go-to place for me. If I need a refresher, I'll go back to them. And I am an auditory visual learner. So for me, I'll do them and I'll go back and I'll learn for myself. How about that for being screwed up? That I have to go to that extent. You know, and not to humble brag here, I'm just telling you, but I had a strategy throughout my scholastic career. While everyone was cramming at the end, what I always did, and I got two B's my entire life, the rest were A's. And what I did my entire life was I would act the first week when I got an assignment like I was crunching, like it was due tomorrow. And I would get it all done. And then when everyone else was cramming, I was at the bars. And when I graduated top of my class, University of Iowa, when I stood up for being honored in that group, I wasn't the valedictorian, but you could, because I was a bouncer, and I called everyone chief. Hey, chief! And so everybody knew me, and when I stood up, all they knew is me as a bouncer who was just always there when everyone else was, you know, cramming. And you could hear the whole place, I mean, like 1,000 people go, no, because nobody could, but it was my move. And so when I studied, I had to highlight, I had to write. If I write it down and I'm kinesthetic that way, and if I, you know, I just can't read and have it stick. So the video series that I'll create at some point is going to be for me, so that even I'll understand it. Like I said, I have to dumb things down so that even I will understand it. Okay, let me just show you. The sun is setting right behind me. We'll watch it together for a second. But yeah, I enjoy this. I enjoy all of you guys. I hope you like the channel. I like the channel because this is a topic that YouTube doesn't ban me. They ban me a lot with other topics. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, guys. I'm going to wish you a good evening and say cheers.
Greetings. Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Because I don't know shit.